International aid agencies want Pakistan's government to open its border with Afghanistan to allow tens of thousands of refugees to cross. Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, says Pakistan is already home to 2.5 million Afghan refugees and the country can't handle any more. Musharraf also has said he hopes U.S.-led military operations in Afghanistan will be over by mid-November when the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins. And he's urging creation of a neutral zone around Kabul should the Taliban be driven from power. NPR's John Burnett is in Peshawar, Pakistan. What do you know about the refugee situation, John?
The border's still closed. There has been quite a situation down in southern Afghanistan on the border with Pakistan, just east of Kandahar. Yesterday, a large group of hundreds of Afghan refugees who'd been driven from Kandahar by U.S. bombing stormed the border, the closed border, and Pakistan border guards literally tried to beat them back with their canes. There was rock throwing. They were able to stop some, I've read 250 of them. Another 750 pushed down barbed wire and were able to get across into the Pakistan side. Then there ensued a discussion between the Pakistan border guards and their Taliban counterparts, and the Taliban agreed to set up a new camp for Afghan refugees inside of Afghanistan. Pakistan continued its refusal to set up new camps down there, which has left humanitarian agencies really distressed because the refugees are in pretty dire circumstances.
What sort of conditions are they facing?
Well, no food, no water, no shelter, no sanitation. They were living in this no-man's zone between barbed wire between the two countries. Now, apparently, the Taliban says they're going to pull them back into an as-yet-unnamed camp. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees and the World Food Program are rushing tents and food packages down there. And again, they're continuing negotiations with Pakistan. Please open some new camps. But as you reported leading into this, Pakistan says we have 2.5 million refugees. We can't take any more.
What about Taliban claims that a hospital was bombed in western Afghanistan?
They claimed that U.S. Bombs hit a hospital in the western city of Herat and killed 100 patients and staff. Yesterday, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld denied it. Today I spoke with the head of the Norwegian Project Office, which is a humanitarian organization here in Peshawar. They have 260 employees in Afghanistan, pretty well connected. And he said they have heard from their staff in Herat it did not happen. The hospital was not hit. Which brings up an interesting question, because this is the way the propaganda war is being fought down here. The Taliban comes out yesterday and says a hospital hit, 100 dead, and then this morning on newspapers throughout Pakistan, the headline I'm reading you, 100 killed in raid on Herat Hospital. It may or may not have the denial of the Pentagon in it, but that same headline makes it all over Pakistan, indeed all over the Muslim world, and they may or may not report the denial of the Pentagon. But because the claim was made, many will read it and will believe it.
Any fresh information from inside Afghanistan?
There is some. I talked to a humanitarian aid worker who just came out of Jalalabad, Afghanistan, which is in the eastern reaches, not far from the border with Pakistan. And he said that life actually is fairly normal in Jalalabad. He said that the U.S. bombs have been hitting primarily military targets, not that many civilian targets, very few, and that the Taliban are leaving the city every night to literally go out in the desert and sleep in the open. Even the governor of the province leaves at night because of the ceaseless U.S. bombing. And he said everyone is quite nervous and very anxious for this war to end.
NPR's John Burnett in Peshawar, Pakistan.